My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congressman Marsha Blackburn, who represents the Volunteer State's 7th Congressional District. She joins me now to explain why she believes former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is a far cry from the champion of women that the Democratic presidential frontrunner is presenting herself as to voters. And Congressman, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you. Good to be with you, and thanks for taking up the topic.
Let's start with the allegations in recent days. I don't know if this specifically addresses the war on women or gender issues and that sort of thing, but the big story with Hillary in the past few days is that she allegedly handed the Russians control of part of our uranium reserves in exchange for major donations to the Clinton Foundation, and there's a new book, of course, coming out suggesting that there's a pattern of this. What do you make of the charges, and what do you think they tell us about a Hillary presidency if she were to be elected?
Well, one of the things that it speaks to is the crony capitalism that they practice, and it also points up how this has made our world less safe. And I've got to tell you, that is one of the things that concerns women the most, is the security issues, whether it's national security, job security, retirement security. And right now what we're seeing is, you know, Greg, I say it's kind of like the American people have great muscle memory when it comes to the Clintons. And her actions and the revelations are reminding the people why they did not like having Bill and Hillary Clinton in the White House.
Well, let's get on to some of the issues that are likely to come up. A major theme of the 2012 campaign, of course, was the Democratic argument that Republicans were waging a war on women. It dealt with paying for birth control and a couple of other issues. You have said the real war on women is happening in countries where women are intensely deprived of basic freedoms and not at all treated as equals with men. What does Hillary Clinton's record as Secretary of State suggest she did to address those inequities?
Well, that's a part of her problem, is that she does not have a record of making this a priority issue. When you look at the practices of some of these nations against women, the lack of freedom that they have, the abuse that some women suffer, and Hillary did not take that opportunity when she was given the opportunity to address those issues. Now, she flew a lot of miles, and she visited a lot of countries, but she did not address those issues. The other problem that she's got is the fact that the Clinton Global Initiative, which is the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, has accepted money from countries that do not honor the rights of women.
Congressman, some of these countries obviously were in delicate relationships with. Saudi Arabia comes to mind. Obviously, women are not treated very well there, yet they're a strategic partner both in oil and in national security in the region, since they're very much opposed to Iranian nukes and that sort of thing. So how tough is it to address those things and still maintain relationships, and what should she have specifically done, do you think?
Well, there are many things that she could have done. Number one would have been to continue the outreach that the State Department started after the Gulf War. And in 2003, I remember being in Mosul in a women's center working with USAID and the State Department, working with women to push forward freedoms for women, push forward the ability for girls to go to school and get an education, and to ignite that love of learning in these countries. Wouldn't it have been great for Hillary to have made that a priority? Also, pushing forward having women elected into their parliament and bringing those opportunities forward for many of these women. Those are things that she could have done, ought to have done, but chose not to do.
Another issue on the domestic front that Democrats talk about a lot is equal pay. The number 77 cents on the dollar is certainly brought out a lot. It appears that in Hillary Clinton's background, the number's even lower for average women pay as compared to their male counterparts. So what do you know about the facts there, and what does that tell you about what she says versus what's really going on?
Well, I think that what it does show us is that she did not pay on parity, and that is something that, yes, indeed, disappointing. she could have, should have done better, and should take those opportunities to bring the female staff into parity. And there again, Greg, I think it's important to note, this is when you look at positions, males and females in the same jobs that have been in her employ in the Senate and in the State Department, that the females with the same qualifications at the same grade level were at a lower pay range, lower in that range than were the men.
How do you expect her to use gender in other ways as an issue in this campaign? The big media narrative, of course, is, in addition to the fact that we've all known Hillary Clinton or known about her for quite a while now, is that she would, quote unquote, make history. She'd be the first female president if she were to win in November of next year. So how do you expect her to use that on the trail?
Well, I think she had thought she was going to be well served with going after women's issues as an issue. Her problem, the problem that has developed for her, is she is so upside down on the trust factor when it comes to women. And she is not, she's just losing that support. I think in the last month, she has lost 5 points on the issue of trust alone. And she is now down under 50%, and she is down double digits from where she was this time last year when it comes to the trust issue. There again, the American voter, the American woman has good muscle memory about what the Clintons did in the White House and the actions of crony capitalism, the lack of attention to security, the lack of attention to security of employees of the State Department has caused those issues to resurface and to be front and center, and it is a problem for Hillary Clinton.
Congressman, obviously another factor in the debate is that more than likely, unless Carly Fiorina becomes the nominee, it'll be a Republican male against a Democratic female in the general election. Do you think right now it's easier for someone like you or for Carly Fiorina to criticize Hillary full barrel and get away with it? Or do the men just need to realize that she's fair game? How do you view that issue?
Well, I think that instead of personalizing it, you look at her record. You know, we've talked about her record at the State Department. We've talked about her record as a U.S. senator. What did she accomplish? She was a big earmarker for the state of New York. And so her record is all you need to talk about. You're going to look at the Clinton Foundation and be reminded of what she and her husband did. And you also look at the fact that he's had this career, and she also had part of her career as a top speech giver and bringing in, I mean, Bill Clinton paid $500,000 for a speech. And so there's a lot of disparity in what she says and in what she actually does. And I think that people want representatives that are going to be genuine and honest, and they're not seeing that play out with the Clintons.
If we see more of these Clinton Foundation stories, do you suspect that it'll still be a tough race against her? In other words, there's just a certain percentage of people that like her or agree with her on enough issues that it's going to be a tough race? Or is this something that could basically crumble her and her campaign?
Well, I think that one of the things it causes me to remember is, you know, Slick Willie didn't get that name by accident. He got the name because they had the ability to pull these deals off, live by a separate set of rules, and then somehow get away with it. I don't know if the American people are going to be as forgiving now as they were at that point in time. I would think that as more of these allegations surface, that you're going to see more people bring them up. And one thing to bear in mind also is the Clintons have only done well, or Hillary has only been able to do well, when the media was with her and covered for her. And the media is beginning to turn against her because of the evasive nature with which they have approached this campaign, not wanting to answer questions, keeping her in Scooby-Doo and the Hillary Express, and It seems like the wheels are beginning to come off of that, and people are saying, no, wait a minute. If you're going to run for president and ask for going back into the White House, for being the leader of the free world and the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States, you need to answer some of these questions. We are not going to let you get by with that. I think it's a problem for her.
Last question, Congressman. It's obviously very early. Plenty of candidates will probably still get in the race. Do you have a favorite on the Republican side? And if not yet, do you intend to endorse before all is said and done, before the nomination next year?
I've got to tell you, I am one of those that is just watching what all is happening. I don't know if I will endorse before we get into the primary season. I generally don't endorse. And I just think that it is we've got a deep bench and a lot of great candidates that are out there. And the fact that we do have thinkers that are out there from every different corner of our party, it shows the Republican Party is a big tent. We are going to be focused on these security issues. And we fully realize that the American people are saying, look, the campaign is not about the candidates. It is about us, the individuals, the American people.
A long way to go and a lot of discussion to come. So, Congressman, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn represents her state's 7th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.